Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to get you started on this Thursday morning. Going to the gym or out for dinner? Vaccine passports now in effect. The much talked about and controversial COVID-19 vaccine passport is in effect. The latest measure to slow the spread of the virus as the more contagious Delta variant takes hold in Ontario started September 22. People visiting certain high-risk public spaces now have to provide proof of being fully vaccinated. People are considered fully vaccinated 14 days after receiving the second dose of the vaccine. Proof of vaccination will not be required for medical care, buying food from grocery stores, or accessing basic medical supplies. Ontario Chief Medical Officer of Health Dr. Kieran Moore has said the proof of vaccination requirement is a temporary measure. Read the full story here. Bigger strives for a positive tone during State of the City address while highlighting the hardships brought upon the city of Greater Sudbury as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. Mayor Brian Bigger strived to strike a positive tone during today's State of the City address. Hosted virtually by the Greater Sudbury Chamber of Commerce at noon, Bigger opened his sixth annual address by touching upon the ongoing realities of the pandemic. These past several months have been clouded with doubt, concern, and many emotions, he said. During his prepared remarks, however, Bigger pointed to sunny ways, with building permits on the rise and the city working to accommodate growth. This includes the development of a one-stop shop at the main floor of Tom Davies Square, which is currently under construction, and the HIT Refresh in Greater Sudbury effort to attract working professionals to the city, which has an initial focus on the Greater Toronto area. Read the full story here. Laurentian president now says he can't guarantee CCAA will be done by end of January, with the courts recently having approved Laurentian University's request to extend its insolvency restructuring into the new year. The president of the university now says he can't guarantee it will be done by the current January 31, 2022 deadline. With Laurentian declaring insolvency February 1 of this year under the Company's Creditors Arrangement Act, CCAA, that would mean the university could be under bankruptcy protection for more than a year. Laurentian President Robert Hache addressed the matter at the September 21 meeting of the university's Senate. The current extension of the stay of proceedings protecting the university from its creditors is until January 31 of next year, but Hache revealed in his president's report that the exact date of Laurentian's exit from the CCAA cannot be stated unequivocally at this time. However, he said this will need to occur in the first quarter of 2022. Read the full story here. Premier Ford asks for patience for rollout of vaccine certificates. Premier Doug Ford made his second appearance in 8 weeks at a news conference this morning, September 22, on the first day of the provincial vaccination certificate program rollout. The premier asked people to be patient during the learning period, particularly with restaurant and business owners. I want to be clear, enforcement will lead with education, said Ford. He promised, again, the vaccine certificate measure would be temporary. As of September 22, people aged 12 and older who will be entering and remaining in indoor spaces in certain locations such as theaters, gyms, restaurants, and recreation facilities will have to show proof they have been fully vaccinated with two doses of a Health Canada-approved vaccine at least 14 days ago. Read the full story here. Sudbury Mining Engineer. Nationally lauded Sudbury Mining Engineer Teresa Niobes has been recognized as one of 100 accomplished Black Canadian, ABC, women in 2020. Now in its third edition, the 100 ABC Women Initiative aims to celebrate and archive the professional accomplishments of trailblazing Black women from across Canada. The nonprofit organization behind the program said its goal is to create a database for current and future generations. Based in Sudbury, Niobes is a mining engineer with 20 years of experience in the industry who's worked as a frontline supervisor, in technical teams, in project execution, and alongside suppliers and consultants servicing the mine industry. In her current role as a senior mining engineer with Vale, Niobes works on mine design projects for various mines. Passionate about encouraging women and girls to go into careers in STEM, science, technology, engineering, math, Niobes is an active advocate in the community, volunteering with the local chapter of Women in Science and Engineering, WISE. Read the full story here. Man arrested for Tuesday's string of hit and runs. GSPS says the man Greater Sudbury Police said was involved in a string of hit and run collisions on Tuesday has been arrested. GSPS said they received a call at 9:30 a.m. Sept. 21 regarding an erratic driver in the area of Cote Boulevard in the Valley. Police say the driver was involved in multiple hit-and-run collisions and stole a vehicle while police sought to locate him. Officers and a canine unit searched for the man in a wooded area around Falconbridge. Then around 6:15 p.m. Tuesday evening, GSPS said they got a tip that a man matching the suspect's description had been seen in the area of Falconbridge Highway and Longyear Drive, and he was quickly located and arrested. The 24-year-old has been charged with dangerous operation of a motor vehicle, possession of property obtained by crime over $5,000, failure to comply with a probation order, 2 counts, failure to stop after an accident, 2 counts, and theft of a motor vehicle. Read the full story here. Missing Killarney Provincial Park hiker located by OPP helicopter. An OPP helicopter was able to locate a missing hiker in Killarney Provincial Park Tuesday. The Nipissing West opposite responded to the call at 6:30 p.m. September 21. The 62-year-old had become separated from the hiking party around 3 p.m. that afternoon, but was well equipped with shelter, food and clothing. With the assistance of the Nipissing West opposite members, emergency response team, and OPP helicopter, the hiker was located about 21 hours later by the OPP helicopter, with no injuries and in good health. A cool, wet day is in store for Thursday. Thursday doesn't look to be a very nice day weather-wise. Expect periods of rain, with up to 20 millimeters expected. The wind will blow from the northeast today at 40 kilometers per hour, but gusting to 60 kilometers per hour during the day. The wind should lighten early in the afternoon to about 20 kilometers per hour with gusts up to 40. Today's high is 13, with a UV index of 2 or low. This evening expect periods of rain and a low of 9.